Hello?
Hey, it looks like I lost you for a second, Kyle.
I don't know. I was rambling on, and I said I'm used to when kids go back to school, which they go back to school within the next 1 to 2 weeks, depending on where your county is money gets tight. You wouldn't think that buying school clothes and supplies is reflected, but even in the restaurant business, I could see the revenue on a week-to-week, day-to-day, month-to-month basis. And historically, as long as I've been self-employed, which is my whole life, you can pretty much bank on a 40% drop in sales just right at that time because people have pulled back their resources to go towards the schools. I mean, so, you know, food, yes, I don't know. The projects that I do, if sending your kids back to school is going to stop your project, you're probably not one of my customers anyway. You know, if you're that financially strapped is what I mean.
Right.
But I just, you know, I hadn't had a phone call. Those two people that are competitors of yours are the only thing that I've had. And, that's why I just thought I'd reach out to John and just see if there was something that I should be doing. Or this is a tough time. This election year has people. I mean, I know my wife and I went and sat down with our financial planner, and things, he just told me his lifelong customers have really pulled back in caution. People that do have money, and those are the people that spend money with me. People that you know, they're not saving up $2,500 to do a garage epoxy with me. That's not my client. Never has been. You know, these people are a lot more financially secure. So those people that are financially secure, they're just not spending money. I mean, I talked to my son that's in the Atlanta market doing what I do. And he reaches out to many more millions of people, by far than I do. And then he's got a cousin that does the same thing in Alabama, talking with him. And people are really just slow right now. So I'm not going to expect a lot, but you know, I'm looking forward to having some activity. And, you know, if I get out there and then can do my job of selling it, I'm at about a 90th percentile of closing. So
right.
I really am. I mean, I'm not.
I remember that from when we spoke.
Yeah. If somebody calls me, they're in trouble. If they let me on the job site, they're in trouble. So, I'm just, that's why my goal with you is, I just need a few phone calls. I mean, if I get 3 phone calls, I'm going to sell 2 of those, and I'll be happy. So my expectations are not up there so lofty that it's not going to take a lot.
Right. I mean, the moment we justify the ad spend with the actual job to cover the cost, then we're in good shape because now you can focus on, all right, so they got they're getting jobs in the beginning, and that's going to be important, right? Getting jobs in the beginning is important. It's easier to get jobs down the road when your profile is like has been growing, right? And it's the task of getting it first. So I did notice a small error on your Facebook page. It's not what we did. It's just when we updated everything, we didn't. It looks like the website address to your main website wasn't populating correctly on your Facebook page. So I just informed the team of that just to make sure that is going, because like I said, our Facebook ads are supposed to be what's working in the short run better, right? And if they're not working better, that could have been one of the obstacles that when someone tried to click through to your website, it wasn't getting through to your website.
Yeah, as of yesterday, it said Jackson, Tennessee, Decorative Concrete Jackson, TN. Is that what you're making reference to?
That is what I'm making reference to. So those details.
That's what I saw that as well yesterday.
Yeah. So it was, you know, when we made updates to the page, I'm sure we updated a lot of things, and I don't know if that slipped through the cracks or whatnot, but maybe there's a chance that the people who did the Facebook page did it before your website was live. So that could have been that. But so the reason why I know that was not our error, though, that even has a typo in it where it doesn't even have the dot after www. So I know for a fact we didn't do that because we weren't putting that website there anyway, right? We just never removed it. So I just alerted the team right now, hey, you got to get that updated to reflect the real business website now that's, reflecting the company name. So I made sure that is at least addressed in the short run. And then that way, and you know, like I said, the things that I can say to you that might be useful, if anything, is if you want us to load up all of our advertising dollars, like for Facebook, into Jackson specifically, maybe that's something that we can do just so that way you're competitive in the Jackson market and not worry about further reaching like a ad spend, like not hitting other communities, just focus it all on Jackson. We can always do that.
It needs to be Jackson. Well, there's only 350 people that live here. And they're all
right. That's what I'm saying. Well, but you know how we were choosing other cities. Like if you recall when we were talking about other areas to run ads, it wasn't just Jackson. We also were looking at areas like Brownsville, Trenton, Ripley. So like some of those areas. So what I can tell the team also is just make sure that they pivot all ad spend to Jackson.
Yes, I think that would be a good move. Thank you for suggesting that. Those towns that you just mentioned, that are around me, but, you know, we've got, let's see, 7,000 at one location, maybe 10 to 12 at another. Those are just, you know, because statistically I have so many people in a given area that financially can afford me. I hate to put it that way, but that's the way it is. So I need to be in a higher populated area, as in Jackson, Madison County, to be seen by the people. Other people may say, I love that. I wish I could have it. But if you can't afford it, I mean, I may like a Ferrari, but I'm not a client of a Ferrari dealership, you know?
Right.
I do have an 01 Corvette, I think I told you. But, and I like Ferraris, but I think the more we're realistic with marketing or anything that I do in life, I've always tried to say, keep my feet grounded in what is real. And, you know, so these garage epoxies, that's why I wanted to really push that, because a $3,000 garage epoxy I get to do in 2 days. I still can make $1,500, and anybody that can make $1,500 in a day, well, I may make a little more than that, but, I'm trying to go for the people that wouldn't have to spend a lot of money. If you've got a business, a corporation or an industry, and you know, your dollars are, I mean, they have a budget too, but I'm not going for them. I'm just going for some homeowners. Or small business people, I should say, you know.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you noticed that, John. I appreciate you calling me back. I've always thought you're a gentleman and a scholar.
I definitely am a scholar. I don't know how much of a gentleman I am.
No, your demeanor. I recommended you and your wife have children. I think your demeanor and everything is spot on with somebody that I would call a friend. I'll put it that way.
I appreciate you. I mean, I try to treat all of my clients just as I would a friend. And, you know, that's one thing that I do pride myself on is that, I intend on things working well. I always enter, even my own sake, when I enter marketing agreements with other companies, because if I told you I do solar sales out here in California, and, no, I always go in with the right hopes, but at the same time, execution is important. So I can understand, you know, your patience. I hope it's not wearing thin yet. But obviously, if there was anything that you need us to do, we'll make sure to do that to try to improve things here.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm going back to that job tomorrow to get my, they had no lights in the classroom. It's a total remodel. And I'm going to ask them to do a, you know, and that'll be from a commercial side, from the, you know, from the private school. So it's not bad to have commercial and residential, you know, accolades. And they're very happy with the job that I did. I did a metallic, job, and, it's something I mean, I even did a little video of it yesterday when I got through, just showing the room. It's not but about 15 seconds long, and it may be something that I can post on your website. I don't know how to do it necessarily, but I guess I should know how to do it. But
At the very least, you can post it on the Facebook, right? Because Facebook is friendly with video posts and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, well, then I'll do that. And you know, and it's you know, 1,200 square feet, so that really is applicable for a small business, you know, or well, really, that's the size of about a four-car garage. Not everybody has one, but, I mean, I did a 16-car garage one time. Talk about a garage. He probably can afford a Ferrari if you can put in a 16-car garage. But anyway, thanks for your time, John. And you know, I didn't necessarily just need assurance, but I'm glad to call just because you and I noticed that little discrepancy, and that could be a small hiccup. You know, it may not be monumental, but, you know, that one phone call may make a difference. So, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you called gets me to look into it real time. So, yes, I think at the end of the day, we talk about this all the time. Your activity is just as important as ours. So the fact of the matter is, when you notice things like this, even if I end up being your main point of contact just because, you know, you'll get me on the phone, totally agree with that approach, and, you know, we can definitely take it from there.
Well, thank you, buddy. How are your, I mean, you know, with this election thing and now that Kamala Harris has thrown her hat in the ring, I think a lot of voters, hey, listen, I'm not politically saturated, my poor mind. I mean, I know our world or our nation is at a crossroads. I mean, I think that we're in a bad place.
I think you and I are in the same political mindset. If you don't recall, I grew up in San Diego when San Diego was a much more different life. My dad was retired from the Navy after 22 years. So, like, I was always of the, like, guard of, like, politics is interesting, like, to pay attention to, but everyone really kept their mouth shut and kept to themselves and was respectful of one another's, like, political differences. You
right.
See the world today that we live in. That does not apply anymore. And that's what's interesting to me about the political landscape is, oh my gosh, opinionated individuals like rule like the U.S. landscape of politics. It's so intense.
We've got people that are so far left and so far right, both. And, you know, I don't know. I know I'm not naive, whether I come across that way to anybody else, but I just don't believe that a 20-year-old man climbed up on that rooftop and shot at ex-President Trump. I really don't. I'm not some big conspiracy theorist dude. I'm sorry. I'm not storing ammunition and it, I don't know. I do own about 25 or 30 guns, but I just like guns. So anyway, and I don't even go shoot them. I just collect them. My son says, why do you buy them? I said, I don't know, because they really don't go down in value. It's proven that guns are a good investment. But that ain't going to get me to retire either. But I just don't think that 20-year-old man up there in Transylvania was so pissed off at Trump that he wanted to go shoot him. Do you?
Oh, well, based on articles, he had no viewpoint whatsoever on Trump the individual. He just wanted to make noise and be, it was almost as if, and this is how the world has changed since I grew up in the 80s, that he just wanted attention and this was his way of getting attention. Can you believe that approach to life? How do I get attention?
Your loners that they studied in the school shootings, 90s.
Yeah, right.
High
like
90s,
like Columbine back in the day. Sure.
Yeah. Those people were not fitting into the norm of society. And so that 30-second of fame applies to them, that they, you know, that they're just saying, hey, I've been bypassed my whole life. I want someone to stand up and notice me. But at the cost of someone's life, and I'll tell you, I'm going to throw blame at these video games. Shooting people is the normal for children growing up. Let's blow them up. And they don't realize that when you take someone's life, that's a horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah,
I think we have minimized lives of people.
You're right. The level of, I 1000% agree. I think the level of focus, about like the quality of and just sanctity of life is less discussed in the United States as a whole. And I think it's one of the few countries that's really diminishing that like belief in the sanctity of life. It's not just, you know, it's sad to say, but you know, I travel to Europe a lot, Clark, and I tell you what, things like this don't exist. Like, people in Europe are shocked when they hear, you know, that like there's so much going on in the U.S. involving like gun violence. Like, they don't discount, they don't say anything about owning guns. They don't think that's wrong. They just say, why do people just like use them all the time? And I'm like, you know, that's a very valid point.
Well, I think there's so many millions and millions of guns out there. They're left at the disposal of five-year-old kids, much less someone that's 20 years old. But I am curious and a little jealous. You get to go to Europe a lot. You have business connections.
Did I not tell you about my wife and I? I thought I told you a little bit about it.
That your wife was from Europe?
Yeah.
Huh. Bulgaria, my favorite country.
You're close. Romania, next door.
Well, I love Romania. What a beautiful, beautiful. Well, I should have remembered that just because that's a wonderful part of the world.
When we spoke about it, I thought we spoke about this at length. I do a lot of times when I get a personal connection with my customers. But so I started working with Local Splash. Obviously, I'm a Californian, and you know, they blessed us the ability to work remotely. And that was around COVID. Well, around the same time, I met my wife online. I never looked at online dating before COVID, but COVID hit. And I tell my wife all this all the time. It's like, you know, while COVID did a lot of things to a lot of people, without it, you know, the happiest thing that ever happened to me never would have happened. So how can I be too mad about it, you know?
Yeah,
and so
that's how you met her. Where
In Romania, online.
Oh,
I did online dating. I did online dating first, looking around California, and decided there was nothing for me to find there. Just because, again, that whole old-fashioned life that I love just doesn't exist in California anymore.
I would remember this love story. No, that's
okay.
Love story.
So I opened it up to the United States, and even there, and then the very next day, this is the second day of doing it. The first day, I opened up to the U.S. The very next day, I was like, you know what, let me open up to the world, just because, I mean, though, if I'm able to travel somewhere else in the U.S. for someone that I fall for, why couldn't I do it in the world? So I opened up to the world and, like, you know, saw this picture of a girl that caught my eye. She had nothing written in her profile, so I was just like, oh, she's trying to be mysterious. But then I looked a little deeper on her profile, and she'd answered like 1,000 questions, because this online dating site has you answer questions about yourself to kind of establish who you are, and as opposed to like just like writing blurbs about yourself. So long story short, I started filling out questions, and when I was done filling out the questions, because that inspired me just to fill out questions, so I stopped focusing on her for a second just to go fill out questions. But she was the reason I did this. When I finished filling out about 1,500 questions, I go back to her profile, and yeah, I mean, it was a time in which, you know, you just had time to, what else did you do during COVID when you're on lockdown? You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Filling out these answers to these questions, it's like multiple choice. I just started going. And, anyway, when I was done a couple hours later, I go back to her profile and we're a 99% match, Clark. And I was like, wait, this is,
you are kidding me.
And, so I reached out to her. So I did reach out to her at that point, and then after I reached out to her, like started speaking to her. And, you know, fortunately, Romania, it is required in school that you, most schools that you learn English. So most Romanians learn English. So we had no language barrier whatsoever. I mean, she has a beautiful, like almost like Russian sounding accent. And if you know Bulgaria, you know what I'm talking about, like that Eastern European accent.
I know several Romanian type people. They've worked, we've got a place down in Florida and so many come there to work.
Right.
And I've met so many, and yeah, they have a beautiful accent, and they have a beautiful skin color, and I love all people. I mean, a lot of people don't think of that. And this one guy that I got to know, and I've got his phone number, his father was a professor at the university, and we got to know each other, and he told me what his father made. He says, I will make over here what my father makes almost annually at the university. I said, what? He said, yes, sir. And that really made me think, well, they have a heck of a good reason to come over here and work.
Right. Well, for manual laborers, yes. And what they do is they, famous like other areas like Philippines and East Asia, like they'll send money back home if they can get over here, right? And so that's usually what happens, like you said, if they can travel overseas. So I have the flip side, right? I get to make California-based income and pay Romania cost of living. So it works really well.
But have you moved back to Romania?
Yeah, I live here with my wife now. Yeah, we talked about it, and that was the best game plan for us, was to exit California.
Your dollars are maybe sevenfold.
The cost of living, it's about one third. So yeah, it's at least threefold for sure.
Wow.
The exchange rate is about fivefold. You're right on the exchange rate of the dollar, but the actual value of every dollar I earn is probably worth, you know, three times as much over here as far as what you can get for it.
John, there's no way, even with my feeble mind, that I could have forgotten this story.
I thought we talked about my wife, because my wife's name is Mia, and you said that's what your wife's name was, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I remember some of those familiarities, but not that you're over in Romania. There's no way I'd have forgotten that on my deathbed.
We like traveling to the Black Sea. We go to Varna in Bulgaria a lot, if you're familiar with that city on the Black Sea. It's a beautiful. So you've been out here? I didn't get to that point. You said you love Bulgaria.
No,
you've been out here?
No, it's just been, I'm a history major and a history buff and kind of world history as well. And I just love that region. It's just something I'm drawn to.
Everything that happened with like the Austro-Hungarian Empire, Ottoman Empire, yeah, all those things that happen out here is very interesting. And there's very good culture out here. And, you know, I just like.
So I can be respectful. What time zone? So I'm not calling in the middle.
You're good. Remember, I work on California time. I'm working second shift. The easiest way to think about it. I work until basically midnight each night. So it's nothing crazy.
Okay. So calling you from 3 to 10 or 3 to whatever is a good time then. Okay.
It's not.
What a blessing. I am. That's the most exciting story I have heard. And if my memory lapsed on that, then shame on me. I remember the wife and the Mia part, but there's no way I sure didn't know you. You probably don't tell everybody you're in Romania. That would kind of throw people for a loop. Not that we're not.
It all depends on the personal relationship, right? Exactly. Like it's not something that's like full disclosure every person, because I mean, I'm still, you know, a California resident. I still have my California driver's license. So all those things that apply to being a Californian do apply to me. I just chose to take advantage of the ability to relocate. And, you know, it's the best decision I've ever made.
Amen. And I encourage these Romanian born children that y'all will be able to have. You'll have to send me a picture of a local scene somewhere around you somewhere. I'm not being frivolous. I truly have always been interested in it. So just whenever you're somewhere.
Well, here's what we'll do, Clark. We most likely, you and I will connect offline, you know, beyond the realm of local specialists, because it's something that we can talk about personally. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Well, if long as you don't consider it intrusive, I'm not that kind. I'm a respectful guy. I was brought up.
Here's how we operate, Clark, you and I. I mean, like I said, connections are not found easily, right? Just like me and my now Romanian wife. So at the end of the day, I would not even bring this up if I didn't feel like we would follow through with it. So, you know, I'd be glad to reach out to you on a personal level at some time. So absolutely. And then as far as, everything that we need to get done on Local Splash side, I did alert the team. And, one thing I will say, if ever you want to get to a different world of advertising with us, there is another level. I don't want to venture into that. I really want to get you a return at this level first. That's appreciable. And then we'll talk about the next level. So the next level is where you only pay for leads now. I'm not sure if you heard about this for Google. They have Google guaranteed the listings.
I've heard of Google doing that, yes.
Yeah, so that's something that we can venture into when the time comes. I think the only time that will come is when you start seeing the proper ROI to justify that we are effective at this level.
Yeah.
And then Google Guaranteed is something where it's managed by us, and basically what it is you will get contacted directly from potential clients, and if they qualify as potential clients, that's the only time you will be charged for that individual after you and the client have either made contact via phone or text. So it's a very interesting model that's much better than other forms of this, like Angie's or Yelp, if you've ever dealt with any of those.
I like that approach, and because I have a very high, and if you want it, I'm not
right. Your closing rate.
I'm not a boastful person, but I'm personable with people, and they see that people want to trust you, and it's not a false trust that I build with them, but. That's why I have a high closing ratio. I come across as a genuine person to someone. And that's what people want to spend their money with, is a genuine, trustworthy person. And I was brought up in a good Christian family home, and I try to portray that, not to hide behind the cross or anything, but that I'm just honest, you know. And if I tell you I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, and you can bank on that. And I do that with my marital relationship, my children. I'm very close to my 30-year-old, my 27-year-old doctor. I mean, you reap what you sow in life, whether it's just your family, your friends, your work. You know, I'm a firm believer that we do, that you have to sow good seeds to have a good harvest. You do.
Right.
And I'm trying to do that, and always have. Do I mess up? Yeah, I'm human. But it's certainly not intentional. And that's what I noticed about you. And I was able to make a step forward with you because I saw your genuine personality, and you know, those are the kinds of friends and relationships that I try to cultivate. There's a lot of people that are just not worth the time of day. I don't mean that ugly towards them, but I think the old saying from my daddy is, you're also judged by the people you keep, you know, the company you keep, they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, if you're going to lie down with the dogs, you're going to get fleas. So I've tried, even though I was in the business and had a liquor license and all that, at the end of the day, those people weren't my friends. I'm here to tell you. I may have made money off of them, but anyway. Well, thank you. Bless you for your time. And
yeah, absolutely. And just so you know, if I told you this is another level, so it's something, you know, after we find success for you and help you get growing to the level you want to be, if you ever wanted to do this, just to give you round numbers so you know, these leads are not cheap from Google, but they are all qualified, meaning that the moment that you have one that you need to dispute, we go to bat for you to make sure you get refunded. You follow me so far?
Well, I'm guessing these are $50 a piece, maybe.
Google charges $112 in your area for this type of service per
okay.
lead. So that's what I'm saying is that, you know, go ahead.
And is that a lead that's verified that I get to go on?
So it's a qualified lead that you have guaranteed contact with. So that's what I mean. The moment you start transacting in the form of text messages or a phone call, Google does have tracking of all of it in order to make sure that bond was initiated. That's when your charge becomes valid. But
even
if that customer was,
you're charged $112?
Only if you and the client are in communication, like starting it, right? So what I would always recommend is you just call in response, right? Like, because you don't get charged when they text you. It's when there's an interaction, right? Meaning both of you have to be responsive to one another, which is why it helps to have someone on our side to really help you, defeat any wasted leads, right? And what I mean by wasted leads is someone who's calling about a service that you don't offer and that wasn't a part of the agreement with Google. So then we would make sure you get refunded for those. So those are some of the things that we do. I just want to let you know, I don't think it's something that we're going to talk about in the near future just because typically with this lead price of about $112, usually the budget that we ask you to set with Google is like $1,500 a month. And again, I know we're not there yet. I don't expect to be there yet. It was just something I want to
okay.
let you know is a
sure.
different option for you
sure.
when, you know, if you want to get to that point where you start
right.
really building out that focus.
See, I don't think I have the physicality for it. I have the mental
capacity.
And
that's what I was saying. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
At 68 with rheumatoid, I'm not ready. My son that does
yeah,
it in Atlanta, he's 40
That's
years
what I was
going
to say. Anyone that you want to make it a legacy for, but in this case, they're already doing it in Atlanta. That's why it doesn't necessarily make sense. So that's why I bring them up lightly. I don't really always talk about it, but yes.
Right.
But you and
well,
I, yes, we have more to talk about at another place and another time. So expect something from me in the short future, okay?
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate your
Thanks,
time.
Clark.
And have a blessed evening. Thank you, buddy.
All right. You do the same. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.